This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.
There was a rise in deaths of older adults following abuse and neglect cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, turnpike tolls will rise again. Snow may be on its way. Plus, meet 2024's first arrivals. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Pennsylvania saw a steep increase in the deaths of older adults following an abuse or neglect complaint over the last few years, notably during the pandemic, reports the Associated Press. According to data from the state government, 120 such deaths were reported in 2017. 1,400 were reported in 2022. The State Department of Aging, along with county-level officials, think this increase was caused by a range of factors, including the state's growing population of those 65 and older, an increase in complaints, and the impact of COVID on older individuals. The department also noted how there isn't any data suggesting that a lack of caseworkers contributed to this increase and that the deaths may have nothing to do with the original abuse or neglect complaint filed at all. Tolls on the Pennsylvania Turnpike are rising again, reports NBC 10. For the 16th year in a row, EZ-Pass and toll by plate customers will be paying more thanks to the 5% hike the Turnpike Commission approved back in July. And due to the Act 44 funding plan, in which the commission is obligated to raise rates annually in order to give PennDOT supplemental funding for transit systems, tolls will probably be increasing every year through at least 2053. This year's toll takes effect on Sunday. We may be getting some snow this weekend, states Penn Live. There's an up to 68% chance that more than 4 inches will fall between Saturday afternoon and Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. So be sure to bust out the appropriate footwear, and if you're headed to the farm show this weekend, travel safely. Meet 2024's first arrivals, says the Tribune Review. UPMC and Allegheny Health Network hospitals were among those that welcomed some of the year's first babies in the state. Three were born within a minute of each other. As congratulations to the families, one baby was given a gift basket and free diapers, while another will receive a free Lessons for a Lifetime swim session from Pittsburgh's Goldfish Swim Schools. Congrats. That wraps up today's episode, and hello again. Hope you guys had great holidays and that 2024 has been off to a wonderful start for you. For even more news, drop by PennLive.com. And please don't forget to leave this podcast a rating and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com with any thoughts you may have. Thanks in advance, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another round of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.